Welcome back to Real Insight Keen, Insights for the Semi-Observant. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 82, Clash of the Titans. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the episode. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, as I mentioned at the start of the episode. So for this week's episode, I thought I'd come off the recent high of pretty good movies and do a movie that I heard very little about, didn't really go into expecting too much, but thought it might be an interesting movie. But as I learned of basically mythological movies of late, that they're generally not that good. So I thought I'd basically do Clash of the Titans and see where we go from here. The movie itself was released in the United States on April 2nd, 2010, with the taglines, The Clash Begins in 3D, The Clash Begins April 2nd, 2010, The Heavens Raise Hell, Titans Will Clash, and Between Gods and Men, The Clash Begins. A brief synopsis of the movie is that Perseus learns about his past and understand his destiny. I'll have a link to the IMDb profile so you can get the full cast list and check out the synopsis and all of that good stuff as well. But the movie received a Rotten Tomatoes of 28%, so it wasn't very well received by the critics. I'm glad I really didn't look at that before I watched the movie, because then I probably wouldn't have wanted to watch it anyways, but the movie pretty much did that all on its own. So to start it off with the insight, so Hades was a vampire. So basically when we're starting to meet some of the original gods or the elder gods, and basically learn their powers and why they're to be feared rather than respected. We get the destruction of Zeus's statue and the cities, and I think that Hades wasn't really, or basically since he's the god of the underworld, from my recollection of things, I basically figure he's a vampire in order to pass between Earth and Hell or something along those lines, but I don't know. This scene kind of confused me because it didn't really explain much of anything as far as what was going on. They just jumped right into it. But later on, we learn from Hades himself that while he's sharing his power, I figure he'll name his apprentices Darth Acrisius, who is basically one of his minions to cause trouble among the Earthlings. But moving on later into the movie, in another universe, can you smell what the literal Scorpion King is cooking? So basically, we have an actual Scorpion King who is causing destruction everywhere he goes, so there's nothing too special or fantastic about him, but other than the fact that he reminded me a lot of the Scorpion King, and I figured this would have been a good way to have The Rock in yet another movie and have him typecast in this kind of role. But moving on to a more Mortal Kombat based or Mortal Kombat related event, if you fall off the ledge in Mortal Kombat, you reach Medusa's lair. So when we're browsing or basically going around a lot of the mountain regions that look like the final fight scene between Johnny Cage and Goro in Mortal Kombat, they fall off the lair and it's kind of cloudy and misty, and it basically takes us to Medusa, who turns everyone to stone. So that was probably one of the highlights of the movie and the only part that I find kind of interesting. But if you want to defeat the Kraken, make sure you use the Heart of Davy Jones. There's nothing too much here, but basically we have the Kraken and the only way to kill it is to remove its heart. And I figure that someone probably saw Pirates of the Caribbean and thought this might be a good way to do a retelling of this scene, or the second movie in that series, and find a way to use that kind of ideology. So nothing that I found particularly useful about this scene, just another way to have a big fight scene and show off the benefits of using 3D. But finally, I suppose Zeus offloads his day-to-day needs to Raiden. So basically, I figure since Zeus is the Thunder God and we have our Mortal Kombat relationships going on, since Zeus is like the overlord and high god, Raiden is basically like the middle manager. He has a similar powers, not quite as powerful as Zeus, but powerful nevertheless. And Since he likes to help humans and humankind, why not have the same powers and go from there? So that's really all I had. I mean, as far as this movie goes, I didn't really think Clash of the Titans was a good or applicable Titan or title. Mainly because to summarize, I figure Remember the Titans had more Titans than Clash of the Titans. All they really did to make the title of the movie valid was they talked about how the Titans originally were the rulers of Earth and the universes, and they were defeated by their children, and that's about it, and they wanted to get their revenge. We didn't really have too much of them showing up in this movie. Maybe Revenge of the Titans, the sequel to this movie, had more of that, which I actually have yet to see. Maybe I'll have a chance to check it out, but this movie really shouldn't have been Clash of the Titans. It should have been probably like the Titans Clash or Titans Uprising or something like that to be more applicable as to why there's an uprising and set up the trilogy a little bit better that way. So basically, I give the movie a real score of a D because aside from the action sequences, there was not really much to this movie. There's no plot line, there's no real entertainment value. I mean, if you enjoy loosely based historical entertainment movies, that's basically all you get here, and that's about it. From my understanding, the second movie barely came out, and the third one is still in the works. But if you have Netflix and you have nothing else to watch, then watch this movie. But if you have something better to watch, then definitely watch something else. So basically, the only positive I could really get otherwise out of this is that the gods and demigods kept their powers. So basically, if you know what powers all the Roman and Greek gods had, they basically match up here. But the negatives, as I mentioned, there's no Titans. It's tongue-in-cheek humor all the time. It's basically going overboard with it, like they're having way too much fun in a serious environment. And everyone was always trying to bond with everyone else, so it's like everyone's trying to forge a kinship, and then they're trying to make sure it lasts, and then they keep doing it throughout the movie. So I don't know, I thought it was a bit excessive, so I figured less tongue-in-cheek and more progressing of the plot lines would have made the movie at least a little bit better as a start. The storyline needed help on its own anyways, but at least I could have probably upgraded it from a D to a C. But that is all for this particular episode, so with that, I'll jump right into the credits. So that is all for this particular episode of Real Insight. If you're watching these movies that I review on the go or on your tablet or whatever you may be using on the go to watch these movies, and you want to make sure you get the best possible sound quality, be sure to visit our friends over at Tweaked Audio. They have 7 great styles and 7 great colors, so whatever device you may have, you'll get the best, or it'll look the best with whatever device you have. So whether it's a white iPhone or a black iPad, or a wooden Moto X, they have the style to match what you want. So granted, wood is not technically a color, but you can get the wood colored headphones to match your wooden Moto X. And their headphones are also noise reducing, so you'll hear more of whatever you're listening to and less of the outside world. So they're great to use while you're at home, at the gym, at work. Of course, if you're at work, you may want to keep one of them out, or even and definitely not use them while you're driving, because they do kill a lot of the or block a lot of the sound that's around you. So you want to hear what you're listening to, but if you're at work, let's say, then you want to hear if your other phone rings or if someone's calling you or yelling out to you. Well, if you purchase from Tweaked Audio, you also get free shipping, so you don't have to spend any extra money that way as well. And when you use the promo code GEEK, that's GEEK, you'll get an additional 1/3 off your order as well. So be sure to visit geek-io.com/tweaked and use the promo code GEEK to get 1/3 off of your brand new headphones today. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. But if you want to get in touch with me and share some of your insights, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. Or you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates as well. And if you want to find this show or more shows on the Geek.io network of shows, be sure to visit geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.